The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, just a heads up, I want to tell you about our Top Earner Success School. Now, this is something that created thousands of breakthroughs when we first ran it years ago, and we're going to do it again. 2022, the first 3 months, you participate in Top Earner Success School and get ready for your biggest and best year ever. To learn more, go to higdengroup.com/90 days. higdengroup.com/90 days.
I'm excited for this leader interview. This is someone that I think she's awesome, and you're going to think she's awesome as well. She's overcome a lot. She is a warrior, and I'm excited to have her share some of her wisdom with you. This amazing individual, she rebuilt her entire business from the ground up. She left a company that she was, no longer congruent with, and faced a lot of challenges with that, a lot of hate. Relocated to Cabo from Canada when they started taking away rights, and network marketing made it possible. And she's got a book coming out called Momentum Makers. And she's someone that I really do respect and I appreciate. Miss Christina Whiteley. Christina, what's going on?
Hey, Ray, how's it going? I'm sitting here looking at my Rank Makers light that has made this all possible. God, I love
that's
that.
The key. That's the major key.
Yeah. So, how are you? Happy holidays.
I know. We don't get to talk as much. I miss our chats.
We'll get there.
Christina was once upon a time in our Top Earner Club Mastermind. And I remember when she made the decision to leave a company, and I was attacked. I'm like, hey, I didn't tell her to leave. But I know that you dealt with a lot. I also know something that we didn't mention is I know that you had multiple issues with Facebook where you got your profile shut down, and that might have been other team trying to bring you down, whatever. But I know that you had quite a few obstacles on this road. Was a top earner in one company, left. Now you're a top earner in your current company, which how long have you been with now? Two years now. Man, it's been a while. And so tell us a little bit about your story. First of all, what got you into network marketing? Like, how did that go down?
Well, I used to be a hairstylist and a bartender. So that's where I made my bread and butter money. It's what I love doing. But late into my pregnancy, I had a really bad shoulder injury and actually had to stop working. And so I'm 7 months pregnant. I have no idea what I'm going to do now to make money, because I can't continue working. And I kind of panicked. I'd seen this girl on social media that was posting from the beach in the summer while I was getting up at 5 a.m. and going to do weddings all day, every day, Saturday, Sundays, And I thought, man, if I could just do something like that, then maybe I could spend more time with my family. And so when this happened, I gave her a call and I said, hey, you got to tell me what you're doing. Like, I was so skeptical. I was like, nobody's making money online. Like, nobody's actually doing that, right? I'm an entrepreneur, right? I'm not going to do any of that stuff. And it was really interesting because I didn't really understand what I had been saying no to all along, because people would talk to me about it all the time as a hairstylist. And I got into it when my daughter was 3 weeks old. When you have kids, you know that when you have babies, all of a sudden life shifts and you're willing to do anything to change. And I didn't want to go back to work. I wanted to be there for my daughter and raise her and support her in any way that I could. And I knew that the lifestyle of like working from noon till 9 p.m. and working every single weekend wasn't the kind of mom that I wanted to be. So that's when I got into this and really quickly realized what I had my hands on. And within about 6 months was able to close down my salon, and within a year was able to bring my husband home so that he could spend more time with our daughter, which was something that was really important to me. So yeah, that's kind of how it happened. And I was really successful at that.
Who did someone approach you, or you reach out to someone that you had seen online?
Right. Yeah, people approached me all the time, but I reached out to the girl that I saw that was making, I'm just to be honest, 5 figures a month. I was like, if she knows how to do it, then she can show me how to do it. Was kind of my thought process. And you know, I know I kind of dabbled in stuff. I bought products and lost money in a lot of things before, but I never actually saw it as a business, which is what it was. So right. Yeah, right. That's kind of how I got into it.
So what would you say are some of the keys to your success? Like were there some similar things you did in company one to company two? How'd that go down?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing you do is let go of any preconceived notions to what you think this is and be open to coaching, right? Be open to like learning and absorbing and really getting rid of anything that you think when it comes to judgment of other people on you, because until you do something like this, you have no idea what it's like and you have no idea the personal development that comes along with it and all that kind of stuff. And most people don't start because they're so worried about what other people are thinking. But like, this has made me bulletproof. This like, yeah. You can say anything about me and I really just don't care. Yeah. You know, it really has changed the way that I do business. But the truth is, I didn't have any other options, right? In the first company, I didn't have any other options. And when I made that really difficult decision, which by the way, if you can stay at a company and make it work, because it's a heck of an undertaking to rebuild again and again, right? Like it's a lot to do. And so if you can do that, then great. But I just wasn't in alignment with that company anymore. So when I started with this the second time, I didn't have a safety net. And I work really well when I don't have a safety net and I have to go all in. I don't have any other options. And I did that on purpose. I didn't pick up a part-time job. I didn't worry about it. I was like, no, I am going to make this work and we'll do it until it works. And I think most people kind of dabble here and there, but to be really successful, you have to dig in and do the work. Like you have to work really hard. And you know, it gets easier as time goes on. I always tell people the beginning is always the hardest while you're building your network and learning the skills and communication and all that kind of stuff. But man, when you dig in and you do that work, it pays you tenfold. Like I've never seen anything like this. So it continues to pay you over and over and over again.
So what would be like, you keep saying the work, and I'm sure some people know what you mean, but like what is a typical, and I don't know if it's changed, but as you were growing, what would be a typical day for you? Like, is there reach outs, follow ups, like what would that look like?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to this day, I still reach out to people. I'm still one of those people that message and whether you see it as cold messaging or whatever, I like, you know, I like to connect with new people all the time. And I think that should never be lost. I know people get a little bit nervous when you have to reach out. I know it's something that you preach all the time. And I agree with you. I will also never expect somebody on my team to do something that I'm not willing to do. And I think being in the field, reaching out to people, learning the language that's going on out there, what people need, you have to be doing the work to be able to teach and to be able to lead. So I would reach out to people every day. I would create some sort of value-driven content that would help or inspire or educate people. I use the platforms that are being focused on, right? I got on TikTok really early and grew a big following. You know, getting on Reels, my gosh, if you're not using Reels on Facebook and Instagram, like it took me so long. I did rebuild a Facebook profile from 2019, but it took me so long to build my followers on Facebook until I started using Reels. Like I had 6,000 followers in 6 weeks. From Reels. Nice. So you have to be willing to learn new things and pivot a little bit. But you're still doing the same stuff. You're still connecting with people. You're still inspiring. You're still motivating. You're still.
Are Reels open in Canada?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And they just opened YouTube Shorts, which they're putting a ton of money into, right?
Right.
And so you've got to be willing to pivot in that. I would follow up. If you've always taught this too, if you follow up and follow up, if you're a good follow-upper, you don't even have to be good at reaching out to people, right? If you like learn how to make connections and build relationships from the follow-up instead of, hey, are you ready to buy my stuff? Hey, are you ready now? Hey, how about now? Like, it's not like that when we follow up, right? It's like, it's getting to know people. And when you really realize that building a business is about the network that you create and the relationships that you create, you can still do that by reaching out and prospecting, right? Yeah.
So did you like, were you more of a time management person or an activity management person? So like for me, I went for 20 no's a day. Some people say I do an hour a day. Like what were you, did you have a metric? Like I'm going to hit this time-wise or number-wise of reach outs and follow-ups?
Yeah. So what I did is I reverse engineered my goals. Okay. So if I knew that I had to bring in 5 customers this month, for example. I would count how many reach outs I'd have to do, how many follow-ups I'd have to do. And then I'd see, okay, how many people did I bring in? How many customers did I bring in? How many referral posts did I get out? How, you know, and I do my numbers. And when you track your numbers, you can actually come up with a formula. So I would know that. Yeah. So I knew that if I reached out to 60 people every single day, whether it was for the business or for a product, that at least five would be interested in the business, right? At least five. And then at least five would be interested in a product. And like, that was my number. Now, you can beat people out that are better at communicating with you if you do bigger numbers. Right. And so that's what I've always coached my team on is like, hey, if you have a goal, then you just have to break it down. And by the way, it might not take 60 people. It might take 30 people. It might take 20 people. But once you have your baseline,
or 100 people,
or 100 people, or 250 people, it might. I mean, it certainly did for me in the beginning. I was messaging 100 to 150 people a day.
Yeah.
Right. And like, it's funny because, you know, like we joke about it with a couple of my friends, because if you message me in Facebook, sometimes there's a little message above that says, hey, do you know this person? Like, you know, like scams or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And it's because I'm in Messenger so much that sometimes it thinks I'm a bot.
Right.
So, you know, I do the do because I think it's important to be plugged in and be able to teach people from that place, which is constantly changing right now.
Yeah, for sure. So, is there anything, so what, let's talk about Reels a little bit. A lot of people, like, you know, we've been loving Reels, you know, got a couple of videos with over 1 million views, which is, you know, amazing. And I know some people have even, you know, way more than that. What would be your best tips and best things that you've learned around Facebook Reels?
Oh man, just show your personality, like show who you are. When I know that people are iffy about TikTok, but when TikTok came on the scene, I was like, oh my gosh, this is fun again. Like, yeah. I get to have fun making videos. And I really like the short form. And if people have noticed, even in Instagram, right, it's all video feed. Facebook is going to do the same thing. Your posting has less weight now. And so when you put out Reels, you're connecting with way more people, even if it's good or bad. Like, by the way, I've had a few that have had over 1 million views. One of them was like, I didn't even know how to use Reels at the beginning. And I didn't realize you only had a 30-second clip. So like, it only went to 30 seconds. And then the rest of the story was gone. And like the comments, there's like 100,000 comments that people are very confused and angry. But I'm like, yeah, whatever, I just got like 1 million views, I don't care.
Whatever. That's awesome. Right?
It's just, you have to be willing to learn, to go with the flow and, you know, find trends or stay on point. I know that, you know, branding is a really huge thing right now. And I think that having a personal brand, and no, it doesn't have to be all the colors and all the stuff and all the graphics. It doesn't have to be that. It just has to be authentically you. And you can deliver information from your standpoint, on Reels in like little bits and pieces in 30 to 60 second bites. And people are going to watch that versus a live video right now.
Nice. I love it. So let's say someone's on here and they've been at this thing for a long time. They're not seeing results. What kind of advice do you give them?
Oh man, I've been there where even running a successful business, you have like ebbs and flows in your business. You have, you know, good days and bad days. You have good months and bad months, right? Right. And so for those people that have kind of gotten themselves in a rut, get to where your leaders are. Get to events, get to special trainings, get plugged in with your leadership. You know, I think your circle of influence is so freaking important. I talk about it all the time. The people you surround yourself with is so important. I always surround myself with people that are way better than me. It does, you know, I don't need an ego in this game. I just want to learn from them and absorb as much as I can so that I can produce the same thing and help my team more. And so if you're unsure.
And by better, you mean someone with better results or someone.
Someone that I hold in high regard, right? Yeah. Like I don't spend a lot of time with the complainers in this world. I just don't do that. Right. So people that I hold in higher regard, people that are maybe doing better on social media than me, or I, you know, I'm like, how do they do that? How do they launch? How do they this? Right. or people that have had a ton of success, long-term success in network marketing. I want to know. I want to know what it took, because you've seen it all, right? And technology is now just putting that on steroids. So what are you doing now to shift and change what you did before? I think that's really important when learning a new skill and just being open to change. So many people get stuck in the rut and they keep doing the same thing over and over. Like, if I was still sending the same message I did when I started this business 5 years ago, if I was still sending that same message to 100, 150 people a day, I would not have success at all. I wouldn't have anybody respond to me. I'd have a lot more probably negative success.
Right.
And so it's learning and applying and taking action over and over and over again. You know, if you get 1% better every day, you're 100% better in 100 days.
Yeah. Amen. I love it. I love it. So off the wall question, was it tough to leave Canada? Was that tough?
No.
No, it wasn't.
No, okay. You know,
you didn't have this like patriotic thing of, oh my God, my motherland kind of.
That's
thing.
Such a good question, because I've thought about that a lot, because you do have this feeling of like I was so proud to be Canadian. Yeah. And then I watched things happen that I never thought I'd ever see there. And, you know, I this year I put my daughter in the public school system, and it took 2 months of public school system for me to know, no, public school system isn't for us. This isn't the path that I want my daughter down. This isn't how I want to educate her. You know, I'm willing to take that on. I'm willing to take it on and put her in a different position so that she gets an edge up. I know that you believe in that too with your kids. And sometimes, you know, like, we have to do hard things. You know, I'm not going to say that I didn't cry about it. I definitely cried about it. I cried, you know, thinking about my family and thinking about our dogs, right? We've like got Project Larry on the go because I want to get our dog Larry down here. You know, so it wasn't an easy decision, but it was one that was necessary, right? In who we are and what we believe in, right? It might not be what everybody believes in, and that's okay. But I mean, you only get one life. You only get one shot at this. And Ryan and I, we've been to Mexico multiple times, right? We usually come a couple times a year. We got married down here. We love the language. We love the food. We love the culture. We love the people. Like, it's just, it's such a great place to raise a kid that can go swimming every day, that can be around other kids and just be a kid. Like, that was my most important thing, is like, my child deserves to be a kid. She doesn't deserve to worry about all the crap that's going on in the world, like, at all. So it was actually quite an easy decision once we like did our pro con list and it made sense.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. I was just curious. I have several Canadian friends that have left too. So it's interesting times. Well, Christina, really appreciate this. Very full of value. Tell us a little bit about the upcoming book. What's going on with this?
Yeah. So this is really interesting. It's a series that was partnered with Jordan Adler, the Momentum Maker series. It's kind of like chicken soup for the soul for network marketers. And so the book that I was asked to write in was team building, which is pretty cool. Nice. And one of the, and I actually mentioned you in the book because you taught me about culture, and you taught me, you know, to be a good leader, you kind of got to get over your own stuff. Right? You got to get over your own. I mean, I've watched you. You've been a great mentor in this space, right? To get over your own mental, the things that hold you back. You know,
you say mental health.
Well, I almost did, but it was like projected at me, right? But you know, like, you have to get over those things because you can't be reactive, and you just have to realize that everybody is going through their own stuff. Right. Yeah. And so that really impacted me in realizing, you know, in coaching, sometimes you get into coaching, you're like, I'm going to make so much money. You can tell I'm a red, right? Like, I'm going to make so much money. But really, it's like, oh, wow, I really changed into a different human this year. Yeah. Or I really, you know, and that's necessary when you want to have long-term success.
Yeah. Amen. I love it. Yeah. I love it. When does it come out?
In the next couple of weeks, actually. So you can you can kind of take a look on their website, Author's Place, and it should be. It was supposed to be a year ago, but with COVID and everything, it's been so crazy. So really looking forward to that, and I appreciate you having me today. Because man, life has been really crazy. You know, things that have happened in the last year that I never ever thought I'd see. But network marketing is the thing that allowed us to have options, and truly having options is being free, is having freedom.
That's right. That's right. Amen. Christina Whiteley, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits
to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.